Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Accent Training Podcast. My name is Pat. I'm your personal accent coach, and I'm starting up podcasting again. I'm getting the show on the road. Many of you folks have been patiently waiting and listening to old episodes and trying to make sure that you've gotten every detail together, and I very much appreciate your support, my friends. And you know what? I've got brand new material for you, and I've got a whole new way that we are going to take things on. And today's episode is going to cover the details of what you can anticipate moving forward as a listener and fan of the Accent Training Podcast. So let's get started with what I've been up to. Why have I taken a break? Well, my friends, my lovely wife, Estefania, has given birth to a beautiful baby boy. And so I have been parenting. That's what's been taking up my time. You see, when you're a new parent, you don't sleep anymore. I used to see new parents with big bags under their eyes, and I would think to myself, oh, geez, like, they gotta just learn how to take care of their baby, and they'll get better sleep at night. And you know what? I was wrong. I was wrong, because when you have a baby, you do not sleep until the baby sleeps. A funny thing about English is we have an idiomatic expression where we say, you'll sleep like a baby. You'll sleep like a baby. We use this idiom to say that you will sleep soundly. You'll sleep comfortably, nothing will disturb you, and you'll feel fully rested when you wake up. Oh, you'll sleep like a baby. The truth is, if you sleep like a baby, then you'll be waking up crying every 2 hours. Now, because I haven't been sleeping quite as much as I'd like to, I haven't had time to dedicate to podcasting. However, now we're getting into a bit of a rhythm with things, and I've worked out the ideal direction to move forward and deliver the best accent training experience that I can. So let me tell you how we will proceed from this point on. I'm your accent coach, and I'm going to provide you with a clear guide to learning the American accent. We're going to take this one step at a time, and we are going to begin with a primary focus on vowel sounds. All words have vowel sounds. When you understand the muscle movements to produce them clearly and develop them into a habit that you don't need to think about, you'll take effective control over the sound that you produce. Now, I want to be clear that I'm not here to waste your time, and I'm not here to waste my time. I'm here to teach you a new skill, and I need to see some income as a result of that. For this reason, advertisements will be included in episodes moving forward. Now, I know that in the past I've said I wouldn't run ads, but I have a son now. I have a hungry baby, and I have a hungry wife. And I need to pay every month to keep this podcast and website alive. So, to sum up our changes moving forward, I will provide you with 3 episodes weekly. The first episode will teach you how to make a sound and how to identify when it's used. The second episode will have exercises to put this sound to work. If you want to see progress, listen to this episode at least once a day for the entire week. Shadow the sounds and patterns that I use and see your muscles change bit by bit every day. The third episode will cover idioms. Once more, you want to listen to this episode at least once a day for the entire week to see the highest possible benefits from this. You then need to apply these idioms. Apply them with Americans, apply them with your family, apply them with clients or friends or your boss. I don't care, just use them. If you use the idioms that I teach you in the idiom episode, then you'll be practicing a sound that will enhance your clarity with a type of wording that you can anticipate Americans using. So if you are serious about this, and if you seriously want to see results, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there to give you the materials and guidance for those results. And it's up to you to use those materials to see success. So we're looking at a serious, systematic approach to accent training moving forward, honestly following the type of method that I use on my students, with the people I work one-on-one with. Now, of course, they get a lot more attention and feedback. We track their progress, set goals, and keep them motivated every step of the way to get them from point A to point B. However, this podcast is going to teach the exact type of information which I would teach in those classes, and so it's up to you to use it and see results. Now, there is something that you can do as a listener and a fan of the show to help me continue to deliver quality content which shows you results. The first thing that I ask of everybody listening is to please rate and review this podcast. Tell me if you like what you hear. Leave a rating on your favorite podcasting app. This helps more people find the podcast and allows me to reach a wider audience. This brings us to the second thing, is to please share an episode that you enjoy. Simply find an episode that has brought value to your life and share it over social media or share it with someone that you care about and you want to see succeed. This really means a lot to me, and it helps me reach a larger audience to help more people around the world. And finally, you're going to have to anticipate hearing brief advertisements now and then. I'm being very careful to select only advertisements that I believe will bring value to the lives of my listeners. Like I said, I'm not here to waste your time. When an ad pops up, please listen to it all the way through. And that way I get paid, and you can learn a new skill. And hey, if you like an ad that you hear, check it out. I'm exclusively allowing advertisements that'll bring value to you as a listener and improve your English learning experience. Believe me, I refuse more offers than I accept. Like an energy drink company wanted to work with me. An energy drink company. What? I don't care about energy drinks. They wanted to sponsor this podcast, and I was like, am I going to put advertisements? You want me to sit here and talk about how much I love energy drinks? I don't love energy drinks. I seriously don't. I don't drink them. I'll have a coffee. Picks me up in the morning. But energy drinks? No, thank you. And so you don't have to listen to advertisements about energy drinks on this podcast, but I do have a sponsor now, and I will be adding advertisements for this particular sponsor to this podcast. And what I've got to say about this sponsor is that I believe in this product, and I believe that it will help you better control your use of the American accent. That's all I've got to say about this sponsor for now, but keep an ear open because I will have much more to say about them in the days to come. So now you know what to anticipate moving forward. We'll start with vowel sounds, taking them on one at a time each week through three different episodes. Now I will put in, you know, other episodes now and then just about other things that come to mind that I think you need to learn about. But this is going to be the core structure of the Accent Training Podcast moving forward. We've gotten to 150 episodes, folks. I've put a lot of work into this. A lot. And I feel like I've produced content quite well and quite consistently up until this point to continually enhance your clarity and confidence of English pronunciation. For those who've been listening from the beginning, thank you very much for your time and attention, my friends. And I look forward to bringing limitless value to your spoken English from here on out. Now, I've got to go get back to my wife and child. I was permitted to sneak off for a few minutes and record a brief little episode. But building a happy, healthy family is my true passion in this life. So I'm going to go get to that. Thank you very much for your time. And you'll be hearing much more from me in the days to come. Have a good one, folks.